Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
You'll have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts. It's
Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Baseball is not boring. You know how I know? Because the people who live in Texas, the people who live in New York just found that out. Just found that out over the last couple of days. The people in Texas, first they get news of this insane contract to Jacob DeGrom. Not insane in a bad way, but insane in the way of, oh my goodness, that's a lot of years and a lot of money. But really good pitcher. Then, as we found out just recently, Justin Verlander, he's replacing DeGrom in New York with the New York Mets. Wow. Here we go. Winter meetings week. Well, in case people want to know about the players they are getting, we turn, at Baseball Isn't Boring, we turn to the people who actually know what's what about those people. So what we did is we had a conversation with Rick Porcello, one of the most articulate guys you'll ever meet. Certainly a guy that had a very, very good playing career. Just went on the Bradfo Show podcast and announced his official retirement. But Porcello's an interesting guy, not only because he's an interesting guy, but also because he has pitched with some of the best pitchers that you'll ever find. Some of the most noteworthy pitchers that you'll ever find. He pitched with Max Scherzer with Detroit. He pitched with Verlander with Detroit. Both guys, by the way, back together again with the New York Mets. And he pitched with Jacob DeGrom in 2020 with the New York Mets. This guy, Rick Porcello, has studied these guys, has pitched alongside these guys, knows these guys, what's what when it comes to their makeup, their stuff, all of it. So he is a perfect guy to turn to when we're talking about these guys. So just a little Baseballs and Boring sampling for you. Talk to Rick Porcello about a guy who just is integrating himself with his new team, the Texas Rangers. You're welcome, Texas. You're welcome, Rangers fans. Here you go. Here's Rick Porcello talking about your new pitcher.
All right. When you think of Jacob DeGrom, what do you think of?
I mean, I think of somebody that's, he's one of the best pitchers of our generation. I mean, what he's done over the course of his career since he came into the big leagues is pretty unparalleled. His stuff is second to none. I really started lacking confidence, you know, and it probably should have happened a lot earlier because the hitters were telling me something some of the years I had, but when I was watching him throw bullpens in his first bullpen in spring training, he's not throwing a fastball under 98 and the slider's clocking in at 93, 94. I mean, he's just, it's a pleasure to watch him. When you see a talent like that, it's, you know, they don't come around very often. So he's an incredible pitcher. He's a great guy. I really enjoyed the time that I got to spend with him as a teammate and watch him do his thing. It's special.
You've played with some pretty talented guys, pitchers. How would, you know, I don't know if it's fair to rank them, but, I mean, he probably is top three.
Yeah, I mean, just pure stuff-wise, I don't know that I've seen anyone with that kind of fastball and slider combination. I've been really fortunate to get to witness some of the greatest pitchers of our generation, and, you know, Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and those guys, and you know, they're all up there in that top class of just special guys that, you know, they're worth paying money to see.
What separates Jacob from other guys? Like, what's his thing? Say, okay, you know, everybody has their thing, right? Like you mentioned all those names, everybody has their thing. What separates him?
Well, when you have power stuff like that, oftentimes it's, you know, you see guys that are able to generate the swing and miss but don't throw the same amount of strikes that he does. I think that one of the things that stood out to me is not just the strikeouts but the amount of walks that he gives up. I mean, he basically doesn't walk anyone. And that's, you know, That being said, obviously Max and Justin are the same way. I mean, that's what makes them great. They have the stuff, and there's other guys that have, you know, a 95, 98 plus fastball, but they're the total package. They've got the mental makeup, they've got the ability to throw strikes, attack hitters, and it's incredible to watch when you see them going at their best.
Well, another big part of it, you sign a guy to a deal. You want him to be the guy that all the young pitchers get behind. How does he line up in terms of that, in terms of being, because he's going to, like it or not, I mean, he's going to have to be a leader of that staff for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's hard for me to say. I played one season with him. It was during the COVID year. It was very difficult to really bond with everyone and see the interactions because we had to be, you know, separated basically. Yeah. So I don't know that it's necessarily a fair assessment, but, you know, those guys are – part of what they do best is they lead by example and they take care of their stuff first and foremost, and that's something that young guys can always look up to and get behind, is just watching them take the ball and attack hitters and, like I said, not walk guys, not shy away from contact when contact needs to be generated to keep pitch counts down or whatever it is, and then when they need to swing and miss when they're in trouble, they get it. It's almost like they're playing a video game sometimes, but it's certainly not that easy, and they're so talented that they make it look easy.
Is that, do you think that that is, are you going to go?
No.
Oh, all right. We also have a soundtrack in the back.
But one more question.
No, is that, in terms of leading a staff, like you were a guy who did it for the young guys, is this something that, is it hyperbole for a guy like me to say, oh, you know, that guy leads a staff, or that guy is a guy that he players get behind? Like, how important is to have those guys?
I personally think it's incredibly important, but there's different ways to lead. I think that there's guys that can be emotional leaders in a clubhouse and know when it's the time to pick somebody up, put their arm around them, and it's the time to say, hey, this is what I find.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You know, when you see something that might be able to help a guy, it's important to help them, you know, especially the young guys that might be not necessarily knowing what they're doing wrong or being a little bit of a struggle, and it's important to be able to tell them, you know, we've all been there before, and you keep grinding, you go back to the basics, do the things that you do well, and that's how you get out of that hole. I think there's other guys that are able to just go out there and lead by example, and when you have a guy that does both of them, it's really special and impactful for an entire team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.